Supper time. Nearly 32 years I've been keeping a sharp eye on this land. Keeps a man busy. Pity. Bullet right through the knob. No laying about in a pear tree for this poor sod. Second partridge this week. Damnable lot. Sneaking about the squire's land. Snare their old granny, they would. The right proper feast those poachers would have had. Their own scared the buggers off. Phew, a tad right, I'd say. Still, shame to waste this bird. Palace cook. Now there's a man knows a bargain. Pay a handsome price for this beauty. And serve it up on a silver platter.
No, no, no. Riding clothes. I said Prince wants his riding clothes laid out, not his writing clothes. Understand? On a saddle, atop a horse, clickety-clop.
I'm so sorry.
No, no, don't apologize. Just fix it, please.
Shall I change the clothing now?
Well, yes, of course, right now. Before the Queen hears and has both our heads. Go on, off with you.
Forgive me.
And he's one of the better ones. Running the royal household. The tiniest thing goes awry. And it's Toulson. The girl brought me the wrong thimble. Toulson, there's a dust mount floating in the main hall. And I must rectify the annoyance, summarily and with a smile. Granted, I'm a servant. But enough of my sad tale. I've recited it so often I'm beginning to bore myself. A life or death situation, to be sure.
Oh, it is too much! Quickly, Toulson, hurry!
Coming!
My heart, oh my heart, I fear it is about to burst!
Nonsense! What from? Your hands are uncalloused, your back is straight, the spoon in your mouth is silver. And the hand that wipes your backside, it's not your own.
The valet has a gentle touch, to be sure. In truth, my heart swells not from exertion, dear mother, but joy. Sheer joy! For tomorrow I shall marry a princess, a true princess.
Never did I think I would see you betrothed. You are a picky one.
'Tis so. For I have travelled the world, searched near and far, high and low, and every point in between to find my princess. Painfully without success. Until yesterday evening, when fate brought my beloved here to the kingdom of Parsnipia.
Oh, a biblical storm it was.
Yes, but, at our door she appeared, seeking shelter from the punishing rain, thunder, and lightning.
A drowned rat, she looked. Matted hair, bedraggled clothing.
Yet a princess, she insisted she was. And so you tested her.
Am I not your mother?
It was ingenious.
Thank you, my son.
You had your suspicions.
As did you.
Yes, but... A bed fit for a princess she was given.
Yet sleep she could not.
For her entire body was cruelly bruised by a pea.
Hidden though it was.
And then we knew... Oh, and rejoiced, for only the most delicate of women, a true princess, could have felt that tiny pea.
Under all that bedding.
And in one day's time, she will become my own wife. Oh, I am a happy, happy man!
How do, folks? I beg your pardon, girl. Who are you?
Alma. The milkmaid? I figured the bottles were a giveaway.
Such impertinence! Never have I laid eyes on you. How did you enter?
The huge door. In the front. It was open.
And you had the temerity to walk in. This is no place for you. Where is Bartholomew?
Sorry, your lady. Old Bart's laid up a while. Took a kick in the leg from a cow. Looks like you're stuck with me.
The farmer employs you?
He does. I do most of the milking. Bart does the delivering. But it's double duty now with him on the shelf.
On the shelf?
Out of commission. Can't work.
Poor devil. But such are the risks, I suppose.
That's one way of looking at it. Tell that to his wife and 5 kids.
The carpenters inquire about the great table, milady. Where shall they place it?
It has been crafted to my specifions.
Indeed. 10 mahogany trees have never forfeited their lives for a nobler cause.
Excellent. Trees are such a bother. Bring it to the main ballroom. And what of the fruits and vegetables? They are arrived.
By the bushel load.
Very well. Send them to the larder. At once. Inform the chef.
With all due haste, my lady.
And Toulson?
Yes, ma'am.
Make certain the chef knows last night's pheasant is not sitting well in the queen's stomach.
Immediately, your majesty. Shall I summon the queen's physician?
That old quack? Not at present. I will soldier on.
Very well, your grace.
Lots of activity here.
Preparations for a royal feast? Tomorrow, I am to be wed!
Well, congratulations, your omnipotence. Who's the lucky lady? It is a lady, I assume.
Of course it's a woman. Are you daft?
Just asking.
Only the most wonderful woman in the world. So beautiful, so kind, so elegant.
These horrible shoes.
So delicate.
Oh, they abrade my toes. I shall be crippled. Am I to suffer like a serf?
Sounds like a real catch.
Oh, yes, she is. Did you notice the large room on the left when you entered the palace?
Well, they're all as big as barns. You mean the one with the bedding piled up to the ceiling?
That's the one. The princess had a dreadful time in that bed last night.
Afraid of heights, is she?
No, the bed was extraordinarily uncomfortable, said she.
Poor thing.
A pea lodged at the bottom of the bedstand rendered sleep impossible and bruised her terribly.
She felt it through all that?
Yes! Yes, she did! Only a true princess could. She is the most sensitive lady in the kingdom. In the world, dare I say. The love of my life. And soon, she shall be my bride.
I get it. I'm fine-tuned myself. Can't sleep unless everything in the bed's just so.
Sensitive? You? Your shoulders put the blacksmith to shame.
Doesn't mean I don't feel stuff.
Don't deride me, wench.
No, you're magistrate, I swear. I'm not... God strike the cows dead if I am.
Don't blaspheme, child. I could bind you in chains for your fabrications. But I shan't spoil my son's nuptials. No, 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 no. So, I... propose a test to gleam your truthfulness. A wager, if you will.
A wager?
I will place a pea on the bedstand beneath the eiderdown, as I did with the princess. However, this time, there will be one more of each. 21 mattresses. 21 eiderdowns.
What?
You will lie on them. And you must tell me the location of the pea. Its precise spot. To the centimeter. If you fail, you shall be branded a liar and banished from the kingdom immediately.
Oh. And if I succeed?
Because I am the princess, that is why.
Yes, ma'am. Of course you are.
If you succeed, you are the true princess.
What?
And my son will wed you instead.
Huh? Mother, no!
No! Your Majesty, please, I beg you. You must not. You risk everything.
Mother, see what you have done. You dismay the princess.
My gown, my beautiful wedding gown. Am I not to wear it?
Courage, my love, I beseech you.
Hush, you idiots. All is in hand. Do you not trust me?
Yes.
But...
Silence, then! What say you, girl?
Listen, Your Magnificence. I didn't mean to start any trouble. Forget what I said.
Do you admit you prevaricated?
I didn't lie, if that's what you're asking.
You spoke the truth?
Yes, of course.
Then you have nothing to fear. Let us proceed to the bedroom.
But...
At once! Everyone! At once!
Oh, darling! Surely this peasant, this thick-hipped yokel, cannot be...
Never!
God, does she not wade in manure?
Fortitude, my sweet.
You wait out here, girl, while we make ready. Another mattress. Another eiderdown. Bring it here. Quickly.
Oh, old Bart. I've got so many stories.
Enter, girl. Now.
Like a cow, she clomps.
Over cobblestone streets.
There is the ladder. Ascend.
Yes, your graciousness.
You have reached the top. Yes?
Uh-huh.
Good. Now lie down.
Okay, can I move around?
Oh, if you wish.
All right.
Well, time is fleeting, girl. We have a wedding to prepare.
Okay, just a second.
She's not what she says she is. At all.
Ready.
Come down.
Well, maid.
Our patience wanes.
I completely get where the princess is coming from. It was torture trying to get comfortable up there.
Oh, nonsense.
No, felt like a tack was in my back.
Utter poppycock.
Take a peek. I'll lift my tunic. Bet I'm bruised.
Oh!
Am I right?
It is true!
She is bruised!
Liar! She arrived blemished, I say. Mendacious trollop. Show me exactly where the pea is located.
There. Oh. Left. A hand's length from the center of the bed.
Lift the bedding.
The pea, right where she said. It cannot be.
No, impossible.
It's a trick.
No trick.
Surely there must be a logical explanation for all of this.
It's a gift.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, a gift.
There's no possible way she could find anything.
Oh, that reminds me. Someone was eating in bed.
Utterly absurd.
Yeah, look. Near the headboard.
If we could just...
Almost forgot that.
See, on this side here, if...
Oh, it can't
up
be.
A bit.
This isn't true.
To the right.
I swear,
there.
She must be lying.
Wait, I don't see... What?
Oh.
Do you...
Good Lord! A cracker crumb! Precisely where she said...
That thing was annoying.
Oh,
jabbed me right in the face. Hope it didn't scar. Ooh.
Ring for help! The princess! She has fainted! Oh, my darling! Assistance! Come quickly!
Faster, faster. Yes, you, over there. Lift the princess's head gently. You, her arms. You, her legs.
Careful, careful. She is most delicate.
I do not believe. My eyes deceive me. But how? How? We are beaten. You have won, girl. As much as it pains me, my son will marry you.
Huh?
Mother!
We made a wager. We must abide by it.
Betrothed to a common milkmaid. I am ruined!
Flattered, I'm sure. But not to worry, your princeliness. You're off the hook.
Did you not hear my mother? The queen?
I did, but it's okay. I won't hold you to it. You don't have to marry me.
No?
Nah, we were just having some fun.
What?
Come on, look at me. This, soft palace life, it's not me. Not at all.
But,
No, my place is at the farm. Bart's laid up. The old man needs me. No, your majesticness. The princess is the one for you.
You are most gracious, madam. Oh.
Your bride-to-be's not cut out for much else. Let's face it. She couldn't organize a piss-up in a brewery. You know what I mean?
Perhaps you are right. Still, I very much wish to reward your generosity. Posnipia abounds with eligible young men. Shall I introduce you?
Thanks, Your Omnipotence. Another time, maybe. I like my life the way it is. Less complications.
As you wish.
Well, look at the time. Milk won't deliver itself. Give my best to the princess.
Oh.
Took a nasty fall there. The shock, I guess.
Wait, girl!
Hmm?
You must think yourself quite clever.
No, your plenipotence. I'm just a lowly milkmaid.
Oh, that is so. Oh, what transpired here today? You will speak of it to no one. No one! Do you understand?
My lips are sealed. Hey! Your Queen Efficence! See you tomorrow.
Oh.
Sounds bad. I want to get that checked out.
I'd stay away from the pheasant for good if I was you, Your Majesty. But in the meantime, thanks for listening to A Parsnipian Dilemma. This episode was adapted from the fable The Princess and the Pea by Frank Donnelly and Jane D. Watson. Production and sound design by Jane D. Watson. A Parsnipian Dilemma was performed by Monique Tangway as the Queen, Candace McAfee as the Milkmaid, Sam Schoen as the Prince, Maya Harlop as the Princess, Jesse Forrest as the Princess's Attendant, Steve Jones as the Game Warden, and me, Joseph Duvall, as Toulson. Go on, get back to the credits! Additional voices provided by Salathiel Regan. A Parsnipian Dilemma is a Spiked Eggs production. Visit Spiked Eggs on our Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube accounts to learn more about our outstanding cast members and to view the original artwork for the episode. Thank you for listening, and please, join us again.